we will, as I said at the start, look ahead to tomorrow. 5:30 kicking in Croke Park. Tim and Ambrose, I know, are having plenty of honey and lozenges and are gargling their voices to make sure they're primed and ready to deliver their commentary for Radio Kerry when they commentate on Kerry versus Armagh in the All-Ireland semi-final. And to talk us about this and to talk as well a little bit about arrangements for travel and anything that people can expect if they're travelling up to the game, I'm delighted to say we are joined on the line this morning by Martin Lean of the Kerry Supporters Club and Tumi Hall Clifford, GA correspondent of the Irish Mail on Sunday, a very proud Kerry man, I need to stress. Good morning to you both. Martin, I'll start with you.
Good morning,
how are you?
Very good indeed, Thomas. First of all, I just want to send our good wishes out to Jerry and hope he'll be back in the air as soon as possible. But, you know, if he's looking for something, maybe a drop of the old Mountain Dew poutine mightn't go astray. He could have a couple of shots of it and he'd be back in the air in no time.
Mountain Dew poutine, that's a very... He will have to try that. And you'll have to tell us maybe off-air, Martin, where people can source that, where Jerry can source that.
We'll tell you that off-air, definitely.
Thank you for that. Martin, first of all, before we go into the nitty-gritty of analysing or looking ahead to the game proper, how are traffic arrangements, is availability, what is availability like for tickets and for transport up to the game?
Yeah, first of all, tickets, I think there's 20 tickets there, probably, you know, if you will have 50,000 in Croke Park, you know, between the two games, that's about the max I think you will have for this semi-final. And of course, the final of the Tarleton Cup as well, between Leash and Down, it's an attractive opener as well, so it's great to see a game like that in Croke Park for the Tarleton Cup finalists. Transport, I think transport is the normal, you know, people are booking buses. The Kerry Supporters Club have two coaches travelling, and there's a word around the county, there's a lot of other coaches going as well from various clubs, and of course you have the trains and the usual people take their cars to Dublin as well, so it's going to be probably a busy day Saturday in Dublin. Little difficulties there with coach parking at the times, but look, everybody gets sorted out, and I suppose to allow plenty time on the road, that's the most important thing. People with cars normally, you know, they go to parking centres. They have their usual places to park around Croke Park, very close. They've gone up there for quite a long time now, and you know, they have their spots to park cars. So look, the advice is to people to go in time and give us plenty of time to get to Dublin. I don't think you'll have a backlog at the toll bridge like we had there last week with the hurling games. So I can't see that happening this weekend. So it should be free enough. But Dublin is a busy day. It's busy on a Saturday in Dublin. People would be hitting Dublin probably around 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. That's probably peak time for shopping in Dublin City, you know. But look, we've been there before on Saturdays, look, and we've got around it and we've got over it.
Martin, can I ask you, how are you all feeling at the Kerry Supporters Club about tomorrow's prospects for Kerry?
Look, it's an All-Ireland semi-final. It's where Kerry team management and Kerry supporters want to be tomorrow. It's another step on the road to the bringing back the golden prize of Sam Maguire. Look, I suppose, look, people will probably, there'll always be confidence in a team. Obviously, there is. You wouldn't be going otherwise, but if you weren't confident, and supporters are confident as well. But look, you have to be cautious as well. This Armagh team are there. They're there on merit. They're in an All-Ireland semi-final, and you're in the last four, so they have a chance. They know they can reach the final as well. So, you know, Kerry have got to be prepared for Armagh, no matter what Armagh will bring. We know Kieran McGeaney is there for the last 8 or 9 years. They've had a lot of hard luck stories with extra time, going to penalties, losing out. It happened there against Galway last year as well. So, you know, in this modern game, trust that you just don't know what to expect from the opposition, or how the opposition builds up, or do they go defensive, or do they open up the game? We don't know. We see what happened against Derry. It wasn't attractive football, but at the end of the day, what said in the score was 15-10, and that's what Kerry wanted, 15 to win by 5 points or 3 points. Doesn't matter, as long as you get over the line and go on to the next stage.
And at this stage now, to join Martin Lean, Kerry Supporters Club, we have on the line, up from Donegal, isn't it, Micheál Clifford, GA correspondent with the Irish Mail on Sunday. But Micheál, you're from, it's Ballinskellig you're from originally, isn't it?
Indeed, Trasa, indeed, yeah. My refugee status up here in Donegal.
Good morning,
Micheál,
how are you?
Micheál, can I ask you, Armagh and Kerry have named unchanged changed teams for tomorrow's game that starts at 5:30.
Yeah, look, as ever, you know, you treat all the naming of the teams in the modern game with a certain degree of scepticism, because look, it doesn't really matter. They have to put in a team, but there could be changes up to the end. But I would be expected those would be the teams on expected lines. Look, I mean, Mark mentioned that it was the key to this, really, is how this game goes is how Armagh is set up. You know, do they sit in or do they come out and play? I suppose if you're looking at the form book and how they've played all year, you'd be thinking that they'll probably sit in. I mean, they have they're built really on exceptional defence. They've played 15 games this year, and in 15 of those games, 13 games they've shutouts. They've only conceded 4 goals all season. So that tells you, defensively, they won't be budged. But then, as a friend of mine said to me, it won't bother Kerry too much, because Kerry aren't exactly renowned for scoring goals these days, and if Kerry are quite happy to pick teams off because they're, you know, they have that ability to sting for points. But as for how the game will roll, I think it's probably in Armagh's it's in Kieran McGeaney's hand as to how the game will roll, because Kerry will react to whichever way Armagh come out.
And Micheál, can I ask you how big, or are we exaggerating the fact that Kieran Donaghy is coaching Armagh?
I think it is. I think it's over egged a bit, because you hear this notion, it's always thrown out when, you know, a man from a county comes up with another county and comes up against his own county, that he knows the players. But in this day and age, I mean, I think that there's people in Siberia who know about David Clifford, never mind Kieran Donaghy. Look, and that's just a way of inter-county management now. There's a dossier on every player going out, there's video analysts. There's, you know, in that sense, I think what Kieran Donaghy brings to Armagh is what's been evident over the last couple of years. They have certainly become a better attacking unit. Yeah, I know they're leaning very heavily in Conor Turbitt, but if you look around that Armagh team now, and the way they play, they can be a bit more direct in the transition than they used to be, and they've got forwards that can capitalise it outside of Turbitt, you know, like the likes of Oisin Connolly has been excellent, Rory Grugan, Soupy Campbell. So I mean, I would imagine that's the value of Kieran Donaghy to Kieran McGeaney, less the sense that somehow he's going to get inside Kerry heads.
And what would your thoughts be, Martin?
Yeah, look, I suppose, look, Kieran Donaghy, we know for Kieran Donaghy, he brought to the table, like when he was playing with Kerry, look, and he was a tremendous forward, a great forward to lay off the ball, so to the incoming forward. So I'm sure that his coaching skills will go along those lines with Armagh. Like you said there, Armagh, they have improved, there's no doubt about that. But if we look at Armagh there, you know, against Derry, they broke with pace there on a couple of occasions, you know, when the ball broke down, they did have that pace to go. So that's what Kerry will be, and they will be mindful of that tomorrow, that somebody will have to stay in mind the house. Nowadays, the goalie is part of the outfield, he's the 15 out the field as well, he's part of that 15. So, you know, you've got to be ready for that break. If that break happens, you've got to be very careful on it, and have somebody on the defence side as well. They have the legs, you know, but I'm sure Kerry have all this sorted out too in training, and they've been looking at the Armagh setup and how they've been playing in the last number of games.
Past records, I know, count for nothing, but surely Kerry can take some comfort, Micheál, from the fact that Jack O'Connor has yet to suffer an All-Ireland semi-final defeat.
I don't know, Trace. I don't think Jack can take any comfort for this. And look, every day is a new day. You know, I don't think those records really count for all. I mean, you have to go back to 2006, and Jack was talking about it earlier this week about that game in 2006, and that was the day, obviously, the season best remembered because of Kieran Donaghy and the goal he scored on Francie Bellew and Paul Hearty that day. But I mean, football, that game was so different to the game that we're anticipating tomorrow. I mean, that was an absolutely rocking game of football. It was a cracking game, the 2006 quarterfinal. Mm. I don't think it does. I think what matters, and I think what might be relevant really is I think there's greater pressure on Kieran McGeaney. He's in his 10th year in charge of Armagh, and for the first time last year, there was some dissent within the clubs in Armagh to his reappointment. It had to come back to a second meeting, and that dissent really came from, I suppose, you know, Mark mentioned that how they lost to Galway and they also lost to Monaghan last year in the last two All-Ireland quarterfinals by true penalty shootouts. But against Monaghan last year, in the closing stages of that game, Monaghan reduced to 14 players with a black card, and Armagh still were ultra cautious, kept the system. Game ended up going to a penalty shootout, which is a bit of a lottery, and they lost. And that didn't go down well, I think, with Armagh. And that is why I think it's fascinating that since last year in the All Ireland semi-final, a lot of people expected Derry to play like they played this year, and they didn't. They came out and played, and we had a great game of football. And you know, to be honest about it, Kerry were lucky enough to get out of it that day. I think there's huge pressure on Armagh. They can't afford to lose the way people think they might lose, which is, you know, playing in a structure and allowing Kerry to play outside them, play outside the blanket. So I don't think that'll happen. I think we'll get a proper game of football, but as I say, it's very much in Kieran McGeaney's hands how that game of football is being played. And if Armagh come out and play, you know, I still think it, Kerry are still the favourites, but I think it'll be a proper game.
And when you say proper game, and we're talking here to Micheál Clifford, GA correspondent with the Irish Mail on Sunday, and also to Martin Lean with Kerry Supporters Club. And Micheál Clifford, when you talk about a proper game of football, are you saying that you think the ingredients are there for a game that'll be more flowing, that'll be better to watch than the rather dour game between Kerry and Derry?
I think so, because look, Kerry will react to how Armagh set up, and Kerry can play it both ways. It's well within the Armagh's capability to do so as well. They have the footballers. I mean, they have a very strong half-back line, a decent midfield, Niall Grimley and Ben Creeley. They have a strong bench, and they have the attack to go play the game, so they can go deep into the 70 minutes. So I do think Armagh will. They simply can't afford... Armagh simply can't afford to lose the same way they've lost the last couple of years. I mean, even if they don't win, and they will believe that they can win this game. But the one thing they can't afford to do is play the way that so many people think they will play, because there'll be no forgiveness for that.
Martin Lean.
Hi, Tata. How are we doing? Yeah. I suppose, look, it's like Nick says there, you know, it'll be down to the day and how Kieran McGeaney approaches it. But I suppose how Kerry will approach it as well, like, you know, that's an important point as well. Like I said at the start there, Armagh have been just unlucky there with a couple of games there, never gone to extra time, gone to penalties. But it would be nice to see an open game of football, but I don't think teams are going to chance that anymore of opening it up. We hope they do. We don't want to see a repeat of the Kerry Derry game, but it'd be nice to see the game opening up. But teams have been very cautious now, that you don't spill the ball, you don't let it be turned over and give the opposition a chance. Like in this game now, a goal is a big score, a goal at any stage of the game. You know, we were lucky there probably against Derry. Derry missed that opener there in the first 35 seconds, whatever it was. That goal could have been a big score at that stage, even though it didn't start the game, but the way the game panned out afterwards. So players and management, they're going to take it. It's going to be taken inch by inch and see how the game develops. And looking up, if you can get a break and get a goal. Goals are hard to get by nowadays with the way the defence is packed. It's not easy to get in there. But points can win games as well. You know, we've proven that in the past as well, that Kerry can win games with points.
And what's your prediction, Martin?
Well, we'd be confident, but we'd be very cautious at the same time. But my prediction, to be honest, I think we should have 3 or 4 points, maybe five points to spare over Armagh. You know, hopefully we will.
Micheál?
I'd be along the same lines as Mark. I think Kerry will get over the line no matter which way the game rolls, because Kerry can play it both ways. Might be even tighter, might be a 2 or 3 point game, but I think Kerry will be in the final.
Well, we'll leave it there, and hopefully your predictions will come to pass. Yes, Martin?
I'd like to send my best wishes there to good Kerry support, Dawn Tarpert. They're still in, right? Stella was hospitalised there for the last couple of weeks, so she's on the recovery. I think she's back home now. So Stella, if you're listening there, she's a great Kerry supporter, and the best wishes to you there, and we'll get you back again on the road.
And we'll echo that for Stella as well here in Radio Kerry. Martin, before I let you go, a listener asks, we need Jerry to be not getting too agitated or shouting at the game so he can be back in on Monday for Kerry today. What was that poutine you were recommending?
My Clifford will know maybe about his Irish, the Mountain Dew poutine.
Do you know anything about that poutine, Micheál Clifford?
Holy water is the only thing that passes my lips.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you both for joining us this morning. I've really enjoyed chatting to you both. Martin Lean of Kerry Supporters Club and Micheál Clifford, who's GAA correspondent with the Irish Mail on Sunday.